Time now for the news, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City. We get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ local area weather forecast is calling for sunny skies with a high near 66. I'm Jeremy Smith reporting the news. Jury deliberation is tentatively expected to begin later today as testimony is wrapping up at the Wayne County Courthouse in the first-degree murder trial of Brody I. Merbarger. Merbarger, 26, is accused of the disappearance and murder of 15-year-old Megan Nichols of Fairfield on July 3rd of 2014. Merbarger was arrested on October the 8th of 2020 in Evansville, Indiana, after being indicted by a Wayne County grand jury. The state moved to dismiss one of the charges against Merbarger as the trial got underway. The Class 3 felony charge of concealment of a homicidal death was dismissed without prejudice and without objection. The charge alleged that Merbarger, with knowledge that Megan P. Nichols had died by homicidal means, knowingly concealed the death of Megan P. Nichols by causing her body to be buried in a shallow grave in a remote area of Wayne County. Merbarger is standing trial for three counts of first-degree murder in the death of Nichols, who went missing on the evening of July 3rd of 2014. Her remains were found the day after Christmas in 2017 in a shallow grave south of Boylston. Officials say the victim died from strangulation, suffocation. Nichols' remains were taken to Bloomington for an autopsy before being taken to the FBI lab in Quantico, Virginia, to confirm the identity of the remains. Merbarger has been lodged in the Wayne County Jail for more than 2 years with a $3 million bond. Jury selection took place on October the 3rd and 4th, with the trial opening with Nichols' mother testifying on the 4th and 5th. The case is being presided over by Wayne County Circuit Judge Michael J. Molt. The defense is being represented by Christian Barrel. Prosecuting the case are Assistant Attorneys General Michael Faligario, Myra Yella Clark, and Wayne County State's Attorney Kevin Kakak. More news right after this break.
Hi folks, this is Sandy at Gill Sales and Service. The leaves are falling here in Wayne County and the temperature will soon follow. If you've recently purchased meat for the winter and are in need of storage, we have a 24.8 cubic foot chest freezer which has an external temperature control and a power on indicator light as well as a freeze boost. This thing is big. We also have available 8.5 cubic foot to 20 cubic foot upright freezers and 5 cubic foot and up on chest freezers to accommodate your freezing needs. Come see me at Gill Sales and Service, 1605 West Main in Fairfield, to see our selections.
And now the rest of the news. Sheriff Chris Odie has announced a large-scale methamphetamine seizure and arrest. A search warrant was obtained by sheriff's deputies after an investigation led to evidence of a major methamphetamine distribution operation in Wayne County. On October the 10th, at approximately 11:30 p.m., sheriff's deputies executed a search warrant on a rural Fairfield residence with the assistance of the Fairfield Police Department and the Wayne City Police Department. Deputies arrived on the scene and immediately detained Jesse L. Owen and secured the property. A search was conducted, resulting in sheriff's deputies seizing approximately 2.4 pounds or 1,088 grams of suspected methamphetamine, as well as over $12,000 in U.S. currency. The suspected meth has an approximate street value of over $50,000. 59-year-old Jesse L. Owen of rural Fairfield was arrested and charged with delivery, possession with intent to deliver methamphetamine, a Class X felony, and possession of methamphetamine, a Class X felony. He is currently being lodged in the Wayne County Jail. The Fairfield Park Board will hold a meeting tonight at 6 p.m. In old business, discussion will center around the splash pad project. In new business, the board will consider Ordinance 340, approving issuance of park bond, conveyance of lakeside property to the city of Fairfield, and pool chemicals for the 2023 season. On October the 6th, at 11:27 a.m., Fairfield police stopped a Kawasaki side-by-side being driven by Matthew L. Klein, 34, of Fairfield, in the 100 block of Northwest 4th Street. The side-by-side was unregistered and not displaying a required slow-moving vehicle triangle. Klein was cited for violation of the local UTV ordinance, and the side-by-side was towed from the scene. On October the 8th at 6:33 p.m., Fairfield police responded to 105 Southeast 7th Street for a vehicle crash. Officers were notified that a vehicle had left the road and struck a building. Officers found a 2015 white Kia passenger car embedded into the building housing Parent Electric Motors. The driver, Michael A. Lyle, 30 of Fairfield, had sustained serious injuries. He was transported by ambulance to the Fairfield Memorial Hospital and later airlifted to Evansville, Indiana for treatment of injuries. There was substantial damage to the Parent Electric building, and the cause of the crash is still under investigation. On October the 12th, at around 3 p.m., Fairfield police responded to 308 South 1st Street, the First Baptist Church. They had reported that Jesse O. Heaton, 56, was there trying to coerce them into providing him aid. Officers arrived and took Heaton into custody, charging him with failure to register as a sex offender. He was transported to Fairfield Memorial Hospital, evaluated, and later lodged in the Wayne County Jail pending a bond hearing. There have been multiple traffic crashes in Fairfield recently, including several on local business parking lots. Police are asking that you be aware of your surroundings when backing from a parking spot. If on foot, keep an eye out for vehicles preparing to leave their parking spot. Just because you notice them doesn't mean they noticed you. And with Halloween approaching, the usual activities have begun. While some feel these are harmless pranks between friends, others do not appreciate the mess. Be aware that damaging property or pranking people who might take offense or who you do not know to the point they contact police is illegal, and you can be charged with a crime. Police say consider your actions before you go too far, so everyone can have a safe and happy Halloween. 7 people were recently booked into the Wayne County Jail. On October the 2nd, Jillian D. Robertson was booked by Wayne County on an arrest warrant issued by Hamilton County. Also on the 2nd, Fairfield Police booked Anthony N. Alexander on an arrest warrant issued by Wayne County for a charge of retail theft, and William A. Barr on a charge of methamphetamine possession. On the 3rd, Wayne County booked Janie M. Jones on a charge of methamphetamine possession. On October the 7th, Wayne County booked James L. Denham on a failure to appear warrant out of Hamilton County, and Andy L. Bailey on a bench warrant issued by St. Clair, Illinois, and a bench warrant issued by Washington, Illinois. On October the 8th, Wayne County booked Sarah M. Bailey on an arrest warrant out of Wayne County on a charge of methamphetamine possession. Fairfield Memorial Hospital honors an employee each month who has been nominated by their peers for providing extraordinary patient care and customer services within and outside of the hospital. Darian Kinkart, RN, who works as a registered nurse for the orthopedic clinic at FMH, was selected as the October 2022 Employee of the Month. Darian has been with FMH since March of 2022. Darian is an essential part of the orthopedic team at Fairfield Memorial Hospital. Darian has a compassionate demeanor and a positive attitude towards her patients. Darian acclimated to her position flawlessly and extended her abilities beyond the highest standard of care. She is a valuable asset to the orthopedic team, and we are thrilled to announce Darian as our October Employee of the Month, stated FMH CEO Catherine Bunting Williams. Kids in Motion Summer Day Camp has been awarded $500 from the Walmart Foundation through their Local Community Grants program. Walmart Local Community Grants are awarded through an open application process and provide funding directly from Walmart and Sam's Club facilities to local organizations in the U.S. Walmart focuses their philanthropic support across these areas, keeping diversity, equity, and inclusion at heart of their philanthropy. Kids in Motion Summer Day Camp, operating during the summer months in Fairfield, serves youth entering kindergarten through children entering eighth grade. Sponsored by Wayne County Volunteers for Youth, Kids in Motion serves the community by providing affordable, faith-based daycare in a day camp setting for elementary-aged children and at-risk youth. Campers experience educational activities, summer fun, and nutritious meals in a safe, secure, faith-based environment. Make a Difference Day is coming up on Thursday, October the 20th, from 5 until 8 p.m. Retail merchants and participating stores will have specials, raffles, and more during their Moonlight Madness sale. Merchants will donate a portion of their sales to MAD. Other events for the day include Hayden Brown from 5 until 6:30 and Nathaniel James from 6:30 until 8. Big Boy Catering will be serving pork burgers and drinks, with a portion of all sales going toward MAD. There will also be donation boxes available, with all proceeds going to FCHS for Make a Difference Day. The Village of Wayne City will be flushing fire hydrants the week of October the 17th through October the 21st. Village residents might experience periods of discolored water and pressure fluctuations. This will include the Village of Keens. Halloween is right around the corner. The staff of Fairfield Memorial Hospital wants everyone to have a safe but fun time. Fairfield Memorial Hospital's Diagnostic Imaging Department will be available the evenings of October the 30th and 31st from 5 until 9 p.m. for anyone that would like to bring their candy to be x-rayed free of charge. This is done to check for foreign objects in your treats. To have your candy x-rayed at no cost to you, bring your candy bag directly to the admitting department of FMH, who will contact the diagnostic imaging technologist. There may be a little bit of a wait if staff are busy x-raying patients, but they will take care of you as soon as possible. For more information about this free service, call 847-8243. The Edwards County Health Office, in conjunction with the Edwards County Farm Bureau, will be offering a drive-through flu shot clinic on October the 19th from 11 a.m. until 4 p.m. at the Edwards County Fairgrounds in Albion. Offering a drive-through clinic allows us the ability to serve our community in an efficient manner, states Amanda McCoy of the Edwards County Health Office. The drive-through flu shot clinic is for private pay, private insurance, and Medicare customers only. All Medicaid customers must call the health office and make an appointment to get a flu shot. Anyone ages 6 months and over can get a flu shot. However, the drive-through clinic is recommended for only those ages 5 and up. Cost for private pay flu shots is $30 for low dose and $65 for high dose, or for those over the age of 65. And anyone who wishes to get a flu shot at the drive-through clinic will remain in their car and is urged to wear short sleeves. Those paying with private insurance or Medicare need to bring their insurance card, and those attending are asked to watch for traffic flow signs. This year, there will be no flu shot clinics at the senior centers in the county. Seniors can come to the drive-through clinic, make an appointment at the Edwards County Health Office, or visit their primary physician to get a flu shot. The drive-through flu shot clinic is sponsored by the Edwards County Health Office in conjunction with the Edwards County Farm Bureau. Friends of the Fairfield Public Library will conduct their semi-annual bake sale on Saturday, October the 15th, from 10 a.m. until 2 p.m. at the library on the corner of 300 Southeast 2nd Street. During the bake sale, there will also be hundreds of books available for $1 each, according to librarian Michelle Connard. Baked goods for the sale should be brought to the library by 2 p.m. on Friday, October the 14th, or between 9 and 10 a.m. on Saturday morning. Books and DVDs can be donated whenever the library is open. Annual dues for Friends of the Library are $12 for an individual, $20 for a family, and $30 for nonprofit organizations, businesses, and professional offices. They may be paid during the sale. All proceeds from dues and fundraisers the Friends conduct are used by the library for its programs and purchases. The latest monthly crop production report is in, showing steady yields for both corn and soybeans. Crop statistician Mark Schlusner says it may be a record year for corn in Illinois. The Illinois soybean yield is forecast at 64 bushels per acre, down 1 bushel from last year. Soybean production is forecast at 685 million bushels, which is just slightly above the 2021 figures. Based on October 1st conditions, the Illinois corn yield is forecast at a record 210 bushels per acre, up 8 bushels from last year. The Illinois alfalfa hay yield is forecast at 4.25 tons. Production is forecast at 1.3 million tons, up 17% from 2021. The Medicare open enrollment period begins this Saturday, and the Illinois Department on Aging says help is available. Kim Howard has the details.
Navigating the many options for health and drug coverage can be overwhelming, so the Illinois Department on Aging offers guidance each year. Senior Health Insurance Program, or SHIP, Director Sandy Leith.
The SHIP program has over 1,000 trained and certified counselors working through some of your close organizations near you, like hospitals, township offices, area agency on aging, senior centers.
The service is free, and counselors can help with questions ranging from Medicare Part D drug plans to supplemental policies. For locations near you, visit the Illinois Department on Aging's website. At the State Capitol, I'm Kim Howard.
The river stages as of this morning. The Little Wabash east of Fairfield stands at 4.99 feet below its 17-foot flood stage. Meanwhile, the Skillet Fork at Wayne City has a reading of 5.04 feet. Its flood stage is 15 foot. The Little Wabash below Clay City is at 4.15 feet with an 18-foot flood stage. And elsewhere in the area, Bonpah Creek at Browns reads 1.38 feet. The Little Wabash at Main Street in Carmi reads 3.3 feet. And the Wabash River at Mount Carmel currently sits at 2.5 feet. Today's crude oil price is $80.27, down $2.08 from yesterday. The November crude oil price is $87.64, down $2.08 from yesterday morning. That's a look at news. Area deaths are next.
Graber Post Buildings is looking to add CDL Class A drivers for their day cab straight truck positions. They offer great pay, up to $30 per hour, $5,000 signing bonus, PTO, paid holidays, 401k with company match, bonus structures, and much more. These positions will get you back home each night. If you are seeking a career change, they would love to have you join their team. Call today for more details or fill out an application at their website, graberpost.com, and they will contact you.
Currently in Fairfield, it's 61 degrees. Time now for the stock market report, brought to you by Andrew Diesel, your Edward Jones representative, located at 101 East Delaware Street in Fairfield. The Dow is at 29,790, up 579. The NASDAQ is at 10,560, up 143.25. Crude oil is currently at $80.27, unchanged since this morning. I'm Jeremy Smith for WFIW News. Local and area deaths brought to you by Nails Funeral Home in Fairfield and Albion. Nails Funeral Home, locally owned and operated, serving the area with professionalism and care in your family's time of need. Jack Miracle, 78, of Carmi, died on Sunday, October the 9th. Funeral services will be held on Saturday, October the 15th at noon at Campbell Funeral Home in Carmi. Burial will follow in West Antioch Cemetery in Mill Shoals. Visitation will be held on Saturday from 10 a.m. until time of the service at the funeral home. Marjorie L. Cox, 91, of Carmi, died on Monday, October the 10th. A graveside funeral service will be held on Saturday, October the 15th, in North Maple Ridge Cemetery in Carmi, immediately following a visitation from 3 until 4 p.m. at Campbell Funeral Home in Carmi. Scott Allen Schuster, 58, of McLeansboro, died on Tuesday, October the 11th. Visitation will be held from 10 a.m. until noon on Saturday, October the 15th, at Harry Funeral Home in McLeansboro. Funeral services will be held at noon at the funeral home, with burial to follow in the IOOF Cemetery. Larry R. Martin, 76, of Mount Vernon, Illinois, died on October the 12th. Visitation will be held on Friday, October the 14th, from 5 until 7 p.m. at Huey Funeral Home in Mount Vernon. Funeral services will be on Saturday at 1 p.m. at the funeral home.
Interment will follow in Salem Mateer Cemetery in Wayne County, with full military honors conducted by the American Legion Post 141. Stephen E. French, 47, of Fairfield, died on Sunday, October the 9th. Stephen will be cremated, and no formal services will be held. And as a reminder, we update our obituaries, including a full list of survivors, on our website at WFIWradio.com. Again, today's WFIW WOKZ local area weather forecast is calling for sunny skies with a high near 66. I'm Jeremy Smith, reporting the news.
Are you tired of heavy menstrual cycles? There's nothing normal about heavy bleeding. What if you could undergo an office procedure to stop heavy bleeding and return to work in just days? Ask the doctors at Asbury & Associates about NovaSure Ablation. This non-invasive procedure is performed in our office, reducing the cost for our patients. NovaSure, a quick, safe, and simple procedure to correct your heavy cycles and restart your life. Asbury & Associates, with locations in Southern Illinois to serve you.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-452-5050. That's 1-800-452-5050. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-452-5050. That's 1-800-452-5050.
SelectQuote. We shop. You save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Time now for a Thursday check of sports. Adam Wainwright is apologizing to fans and teammates on social media. The Cardinals pitcher tweeted that he owed an explanation to the team after struggling at the end of the season. Wainwright detailed some of the issues he had with his delivery during the last month of the year, adding that he didn't watch enough film to catch the mistakes that he was making. He went 2-3 with a 7.22 ERA over his final six starts of the season. The 41-year-old still has not decided whether he will retire or not. Both National League Division Series are tied up at one game apiece. The Braves blanked the Phils 3-0 to even up their best of five. The Padres also squared things up with the Dodgers after a 5-3 victory in L.A. The American League Division Series resumed today. The Astros host the Mariners, seeking a 2-0 lead in the series, followed by the Yankees and Guardians in New York. The Yankees currently lead that series 1-0. Las Vegas Raiders wide receiver Devontae Adams is charged with misdemeanor assault after being caught on video shoving a cameraman after this week's Monday night football game. The criminal complaint accuses Adams of an intentional act causing bodily injury. It also says Adams caused the cameraman whiplash, a headache, and a possible minor concussion. Adams is scheduled to appear in court next month. Taking a look at yesterday's scoreboard, it was the Braves over the Phillies 3-0 to tie that series up, with the Padres tying their series, beating the Dodgers 5-3. In NBA preseason action, the Cavs beat the Hawks 105-109. The Pacers took down the Knicks 109-100. The Sixers beat the Hornets 99-94. And the Pelicans fell to the Heat 120-103. It was the Nets over the Bucks 107-97. The Wolves beat the Lakers 118-113. The Kings took down the Suns 105-104, and the Clips fell to the Nuggets 126-115. In hockey, the Hurricanes beat the Blue Jackets 4-1. The Canadiens beat the Maple Leafs 4-3. It was the Bruins over the Capitals 5-2, and the Blackhawks fell to the Avalanche 5-2. It was the Ducks victorious over the Kraken 5-4, and the Oilers beat the Canucks 5-3. Here's a look at today's schedule. In high school cross country, Fairfield will be at the Black Diamond Championship meet in Fairfield at 4 p.m. In high school volleyball, Fairfield is at Carmiwhite County at 5:15. Edwards County plays Hamilton County for senior recognition night at 6:15. For Thursday night football, it's the Washington Commanders facing off against the Chicago Bears. And in tonight's MLB playoff action, the Mariners face the Astros and the Guardians face the Yankees in the ALDS. The NBA preseason tonight shows Memphis Grizzlies taking on the Detroit Pistons and the Oklahoma City Thunder facing off against the San Antonio Spurs. In hockey, it's the Senators taking on the Sabres, the Devils play the Flyers, the Coyotes face off against the Penguins, and the Panthers play the Islanders. It's the Capitals versus the Leafs, the Rangers take on the Wild, the Stars head up against the Nashville Predators, and the Avalanche will play against the Flames. The Blackhawks battle the Golden Knights, and the Kraken are in action against the Kings. In PGA Tour action, it's the Zozo Championship at Chiba, Japan. That's a Thursday check of sports. Here's your WFIW WOKZ local area weather forecast. Today is calling for sunny skies with a high near 66. Overnight tonight, mostly clear with a low near 37. Sunny on Friday with a high near 70, and overnight Friday night, mostly cloudy with a low near 48. Partly sunny on Saturday, high near 69 with a low near 43, and mostly sunny on Sunday. Sunday's high will be 68 with a low near 39.